3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And it's time again for Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Rachel Owens, joined again by Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney. Welcome back.
Thanks so much. Hello, hello. I brought some stories with me in my big Santa sack. And the theme is naughty or nice. So, Rachel, tell me, have you been naughty or nice this year?
Let's see. The jury's still out a little bit on that one, but I'm going to say nice because I want some good gifts this year. So
there you go. Go for the gold. Yeah, we are in the middle of holiday madness. We're in the middle of Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah to those out there and happy holiday madness. So today we did bring some naughty or nice stories, and this is up to the listening audience to decide what is what and who's getting what, who deserves presents. Let's start out our show with a story that was told at our first non-competitive story slam. The theme was misunderstood, and this was told back in October 2018. Here is Jude Cave.
It is July 2009, the summer to be alive. Now, I'm coming out of a 16-hour drive coma where I drove 16 hours straight with all of my friends in the back seat getting hammered drunk to Colorado. We end up in the Rocky Mountains. We go out and we hike. Come back down from the mountains. All my friends, this is like 8 hours later, so they're sober. I pass out. I can't keep going anymore. So I fall asleep inside my car. My friend takes us the rest of the way down to Denver. We're coming down the road. And I have this dream where I smell smoke, so I wake up, I smell smoke. Our rear right wheel well is on fire because my friend didn't realize that when you go through the mountains down, now this is a piece of information for anyone listening, when you go down through the mountains, shift down in gear. It will brake automatically and you won't have to burn the brakes off of the car and nearly kill everyone. So we get back down into Denver. It's my car, so I have to pay for repairs. I'm a poor college student. I'm like, I'm gonna get drunk tonight. So we go out and we go to the Rocky Mountain Coors Brewery Tour. And it's up in the middle of the mountains. You gotta take a little bus. It goes about 15 minutes up into the past the College of Mines. You end up at the tour. You go through it. On our way in, there's this young man, I thought, sitting there, and he's speaking German very aggressively in line, complaining that they're going to take his picture in front of the fake Rocky Mountains instead of the real ones. He does not want this to happen. I'm giving him suggestions. I always jump in on people everywhere that I am. I am everyone's friend at all times. Please come talk to me after this. So, I learned that this man's name is Frank. Frank is from Germany. He is a scientist. He is there to give a lecture at the College of Mines. He is there with his chaperone, who is Abby. Her parents teach at the College of Mines, so there they are together. This is all they're doing tonight. I find this out. So afterwards, we start getting our prost on. I'm talking to Abby, I'm talking to Frank, and we convince Frank to go down with all of my friends to our car where we had whiskey. Frank liked this idea a lot. I'm talking to Abby. I slide her a little note across the table. She opens it up and it says, if you want to see Frank again, call this number. She looks up, I have sprinted, I am away from her. We are timing this, I'm getting on the last bus for the next 10 minutes and we are off with Frank. We get down to my car, Megan jumps into the front seat, one of my friends, and then K-Jet and Moose sandwich him into our car amidst cries from him of, where's Abby? We sandwich him in the back seat, we jump in the car and we take off. Frank has now been kidnapped. This has been a life goal of mine. I just want you to know this. When I was young, I saw a lot of Bond movies. I was like, kidnapping a scientist? Bamf. So what I did is we took him to Qdoba, and he did not know what that was. He thought it was great. He's hammered. Now, this is where misunderstandings come in. Frank was from Germany. Things are a little loosey-goosey there, apparently. So he's eyeballing the 15-year-olds. In line. Yeah, hard turn on the story, I know. So, Frank is sitting there eyeballing the girls. We're like, Frank, no, come out to the car, more whiskey. And he doesn't understand. He's like, why can't I eyeball the girls? I'm like, they're young, Frank. Like, look up. Just raise your gaze. And he didn't understand, so we finally tell him why it's wrong. We take him off for the night. Frank is a maniac. Frank was the most fearless person I have ever met in my life in terms of women. He would walk up, in reference to the Me Too, he would walk up to a group of women. He would say, hello, I am Frank. I liked your shoes. And they'd be like, no, thank you, Frank. And he'd go, he would just turn to the next one in the same group and be like, hello, I am Frank. I like your shoes. He liked shoes, okay? The point is, if you're going to kidnap someone, give them the time of their life, because by the time that the night rolled around, we called him a taxi at 5:30 a.m. to take him to the airport. Abby had come to meet us with all of his things. We shoved him in at the end of the night, and he looked at me and he said, oh my God, is it like this all the time? And I go, it's like this every night in America. And I slammed the door shut, and he went off. So if you're gonna have a misunderstanding, make sure it makes them want to come back to your country.
And that was Jude Cave with his misunderstood story that was told at That Story Slam. And I am so happy for Jude. He committed to that bucket list item and he succeeded.
Absolutely. I have a theory on Frank, though. I think his story falls more into the naughty of the naughty or nice.
Yes, I believe you are correct. So as far as what's happening with Exfabula, you know, we're traveling into this holiday season. In fact, we're smack dab in the middle of it. Memberships at Exfabula make a great last-minute holiday gift, so we definitely want to make sure that you are aware of all those benefits, and everything can be found at exfabula.org if you should choose to stuff somebody's stockings with a membership or two. So let's roll into our second story. Patrick Schmitz told this at our Theory in Practice Season 2 Story Slam back in April of 2011. Here's Patrick.
So yeah, when I walked in here tonight, they asked me to tell a story, and I was like, oh, okay. So here I am. So Theory in Practice, when I first heard Theory in Practice, that to me instantly drew me back to the training of theater. You know, you learn theories and then you practice them. So I figured, well, maybe I'll tell my story about my first professional gig here in Milwaukee. I'm from Waukesha, Heartland, so, you know, not too far away. But when I moved to the big city, it was a big city for me. And I went to the Generals and auditioned, and I got an audition. Yay, I got a call. They wanted me to come down and be in a show. I was like, all right, cool, yay. So they call me up there. It's the Windfall Theater, if you guys are familiar with them. They're located downtown. I'm like, I don't know downtown that well. And they're like, oh, just come down Water Street and then take a left on Juno or whatever, and you'll see it. I'm like, okay, sure, I'll drive down and I'll see it. So I drove down, and I took my left on Juno, and I was like, oh, well, that must be it. That's a performance center. Yeah, that must be it. Arts Performing Center. That's got to be the theater. It's on Juno. I don't see any other theaters. For those of you who do not know what Arts Performing Center is, first of all, thank God you don't. And also, so Arts Performance Center is a strip club, a really seedy and awful strip club. I will never go back. 7 times was enough. So I pull over, and I'm naive. I'm whatever, 19, 20, I don't remember, somewhere around there. I'm like, all right, I get my seatbelt off, go into the door, and open up. And it's like 6 o'clock, so obviously no one's there. I'm like, open the door. I'm like, hey. And this dude's just like on this stool, and he just looks at me like, hey, we're not open yet. Oh, okay. Well, I'm here for rehearsal. What? I'm in the show. Really? Yeah. Is this Windfall? Nope. Okay. Yeah. There's naked ladies on the wall. See ya. Country boys. Yay. So yeah, that was my first experience, and made a lot of money that night. But anyhow, the moral of the story, people, is that in theory, you know, theory is, oh, I want to get into acting. I want to learn how to lie professionally, and you can do that. You can do that. So that's the theory. The practice is you just have to do it. And somebody who gave me a chance, who said, hey, this guy wrote a play. I don't know him. I've never heard of his play, but I'm going to interview him on WMSC, and that man was Tom Crawford, ladies and gentlemen. And that is my time. Thank you very much.
And that was Mr. Patrick Schmitz. He's come a long way from accidentally walking into Arts Performing Center for the seventh time, it sounds like. he is now currently an improv teacher at First Stage, very accomplished comedian, throws Sketch 22, and you know what? He mentions Tom Crawford at the end of that. We owe a lot in the city to Tom Crawford, who's a station manager over at WMSC, and including X Fabulous. So hats off to him, hats off to Patrick, and it all turned out just fine in the end.
I can't imagine that he's the only one who's made that mistake, though. That is a very misleading name, oh, I have yes. to say.
Just to recap a little bit, this was our Naughty or Nice X Fabulous radio show. If you are interested in giving gifts to the nice people or the naughty people in your family or friend circles, please go to xfabula.org because we still have memberships available, and those memberships have a whole list of wonderful benefits that you and your loved ones can benefit from.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of X Fabula Radio. We'll be back next week, though, with some more holiday type stories.
We'll wait and see.
All right. Well, hope that you have a naughty or a nice weekend here, Leah.
Yeah, you too.